Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Conference USA Report podcast. We have a special episode for you today. The very biggest game on the slate, and this is with all apologies and all acknowledgement to the big FAU-Marshall game, which is going to decide some things in the East. But this UAB-North Texas game is between the two best teams in the conference right now, so it's going to get a little extra attention here on the show. Usually we do the show on, you know, Sundays and kind of recap everything, but now we're going to preview some things. I called up a friend of the show, Dave, from the Daily Dragon. You've seen his work. It was at dailydragon.com, and you've seen him on Twitter. So we're going to call him up in a second and, you know, have a conversation about this team. You know, this is a huge game for lots of reasons. The advanced numbers say that these two teams are the best teams in the league, or at least playing like the best two teams in the league. And I know some people say, well, strength of schedule, right? Right. Coastal Carolina. What about that game? All that acknowledged. But the fact is that if you look at two teams that are playing really well, right, it's these two teams. And if you look at a team that is playing better than anybody, it's UAB right now. Again, you can look at FIU and say, hey, what about us? We won. Yeah, but they had to have a miracle comeback, that kind of thing. In the toughest test for UAB this season, they went to Ruston, Louisiana, and beat a Louisiana Tech team that was picked to win the West. You're like, wait, the beat writers picked North Texas. Right. But the gambling folk set the lines for Louisiana Tech more favorable than the North Texas one, so I say they picked Louisiana Tech. And, hey, they beat a Louisiana Tech team that had given LSU a game, right? You know, LSU just beat Georgia, right? And they had beat North Texas at North Texas in Denton at Apogee Stadium. So this UAB team is a good UAB team and probably the best team at the moment. Again, ferocious defense, dominating run game, averaging 230 yards a game. You know, A.J. Eardley can get you some yards passing, and he can get you some yards on the ground. And on the other side, a North Texas team that hasn't been playing as well as it was playing in the first 4 weeks of the season. And, I mean, really, we're being honest, they haven't played offensively as well as they had last season. A lot of that has to do with the loss of Jeff Wilson. They're trying to figure out the run game. And they found a guy, Lauren Easley, that was going to take the mantle, but then he got hurt in the Louisiana Tech game. But this North Texas team is 6-1. And the only loss being, of course, at Louisiana Tech game at home on a missed field goal. It was a blocked field goal. They missed the field goal early in that game. And what was up to that point the biggest game in the league so far. So you're looking at the best quarterback in the league, right, by some margin, right, defending Conference USA Offensive Player of the Year, Mason Fine. And, you know, on the other side, you're looking at one of the best defensive lines in the league. This is an enticing matchup just for that, but then all the stakes, right, everything at play here. UAB can basically sew up the division. They'll have the head-to-head advantage over North Texas if they win this one. And North Texas would have two losses. They would need UAB to lose three of the next four to beat them. Tech would be in a similar position. Three of the next four, UAB, and I think UAB has, what, UTEP and a couple of other not-as-good teams on the way. So this is basically a division championship game. North Texas, on the other side, needs to win this one. They would have a head-to-head against UAB. There would be a three-way tie for Tech. And, you know, Tech fans are rooting for UAB losing this one, too. This has all the makings of a classic matchup. Homecoming for UAB. Children's Harbor game where they do the really cool thing and they put the names on the back of their jerseys of patients at the Children's Harbor Hospital. Really cool. And it's homecoming. Legion Field. Biggest game of the season, maybe, in the history of UAB Blazer football. I mean, I'd say maybe the inaugural game, you know, the return game. Those are huge. Those are important. But in terms of footballing importance, this is right up there. The best team in the conference preseason, right, North Texas, maybe FAU. You got one of them playing, and you have maybe the Dark Horse. The Dark Dragon? Question mark? Huge game. I'm very excited about this game. And, you know, I'm excited about all Conference USA games. But, you know, this one in particular. So let's call up our friend Dave, and let's have a conversation about this game. All right, so big game this weekend. What is your immediate take? Like, what is your gut feeling? What is your innermost gut your soul maybe, perhaps, tell you about this game?
You know, I've been thinking about that all day today, and excuse me, I'm outside. A loud truck just drove by. But what I think is, I think you're going to have a game this week that's going to be emotional, and it's going to be so dramatic, and it's going to have so many just big moments that it's going to tip the scale nationally. I think this is a game that they're going to be talking about for the next week or the rest of the season.
Yeah, I think what's interesting is how evenly matched these teams are, because you wouldn't have thought that. I guess like the layperson, doesn't really follow Conference USA football, and let's be honest, there's a lot of people that don't follow Conference USA football. But
they should.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's entertaining, right? So tell me a little bit about what it feels like from a UAB perspective, because I think most of the people that listen to this episode don't know about any particular team. So I've seen it on the message boards. I've seen a lot of people talk about it, but like, what is like the average UAB fan feel about this game? Is it big? Is it important? Is it, where's it? Where do you place it in the history of
Yeah, a lot of people have been wanting to use the term, it's the biggest game in UAB history, and I think that's totally fair because it is. I mean, we don't have a huge history for the most part, and even Coach Clark admitted to our beat writer, he goes, I kind of feel the same way. He goes, it was a little bit of coach speak. He said every game is our championship game, but I think he knows it. I think he knows what could happen if they win this and how it can set up the rest of the season. I mean, you practically put UAB in almost a guaranteed position to win the West and get the best bowl game Conference USA has. So I think he knows it's huge. He knows it's huge for the community. I know it's huge for the community because I'm starting to hear people who are kind of a degree or two separated from, being a UAB fan starting to talk about, hey, we're going to go to this game because we know it's a big deal. It's really gotten out there into the area, the kind of casual fan of Birmingham. So, I think we're going to have well over 30,000. I think that's a given. And then how close are we going to push to that record crowd, from last year when our first game returned? I think we'll be close. I think everybody's buying into it being huge. I don't think anybody's underselling it. I don't think North Texas is really kind of selling it that way because they don't have to. They've been playing football for like 100 years or something. So, I think it's a huge game.
Well, I think there's a lot of people realizing how important this game is from a North Texas perspective. And, like I say, I'm more familiar with the North Texas side. And I can say that there's a lot of, same old North Texas. North Texas is going to fall flat in their face because that's what we've been doing for a bunch of years. And I think what's interesting about this entire conference is, like, that same rhetoric is, like, repeated everywhere. I think I saw, like, Louisiana Tech fans saying the same thing. Like, it's a big game, and, of course, we're going to go ahead and Louisiana Tech it up here. How much do you hear about that? Because I think I'm leading you here. I've seen that from UAB fans. But, I mean, how much of that is true? Does that represent the entire fan base well, I guess, that kind of sentiment?
For football, it's changed drastically. It used to be like that, just having that negative mindset of when's the next landmine, where we're going to step on it. Like, we're like that with basketball because we've had so much success in basketball and we've had so many times where we, crapped the bed. So, but with football, these fans just have a swag about them, just have a confidence because that's what we see our coaches do and that's what we see our players do. And I see people when I hear casual people talking about it or big-time fans or reading on forums, everyone thinks they're going to win. They just have a lot of confidence in this group because they should. I mean, it's a bunch of grown dudes, a bunch of 22, 21-year-olds. We're full of just, very experienced players. So, I'd be confident too.
So what has changed from the UAB we saw last season, which I thought was good, right? I think I described them as like a veteran expansion team, what has changed from that team, which I think surprised some people, and this season, which I think is just like beating teams down?
Well, I think some coaching changes really helped. I think getting Les Koenig out of there and bringing in Brian Vincent, I think that brought a lot more, took the drama out of the coaching room, at least. I think it helped Bill Clark, focus on what he wants to focus on. He didn't feel so much, burdened with hoping the offense is going to be good. I mean, don't get me wrong. We've had some really, putrid offensive turnouts this season, but it's not because of our play calling. It's just because of the way AJ's been kind of playing this year. He's been taking a lot more risks, so we've been putting ourselves behind the eight ball more often than not. But I'm rambling, I guess, now. But, I totally forgot what the question was.
I mean, yeah. So, like, you know,
I'm trying to avoid a motorcycle that's coming down the street at a lockdown.
No. So yeah, UAB last season was good, but they were surprising. But this season, you know, they're beating teams down, right? Like 42-0 domination over Rice. I know a lot of that has to do with how terrible Rice is, right? But I mean, a lot of it was UAB not, you know, falling down, playing down to their competition, which I think you could say maybe they did last season against Charlotte, right? That was a surprise game, you know?
Yeah. It's so hard at the level that we are at on the road to play a complete game like that. And you know that because you're not going to have, like, your threes and fours with you for the most part. You're going to have basically your ones and twos because you're traveling. So to see them do that and do it for four quarters and just look like these two teams are playing just two different levels of football – I've never seen that before, and it's a tribute to depth, which we didn't really have last year, but we kind of did. But we just have more experienced depth, I guess you could say. Our younger guys are coming along. We got high school players out there making impacts. We never had that before Clark. I mean we were getting the bottom of the barrel high school players. Now we got a sophomore cornerback, Bronte Harris, who's on you know Pro Football Focus is tweeting about how great he is. I mean, we just didn't have guys like that, so. It's just a totally different realm that we're in right now.
So I got to ask then, right, as well as UAB has been playing, what happened at Coastal Carolina?
I'll tell you exactly what happened. I think we were up like 21-7 at half, I think, or 28-7, something like that. I think we just totally took it for granted. And then they made a lot of adjustments, and we just kept doing what we were doing. And their run game just roasted us. I think we got behind the sticks real quick. I think we got a little bit tired because we could not possess the ball offensively, and it was just a perfect storm. But give them credit. Their coach, he wasn't there last year. I think he had to take a medical leave. He's fantastic, man. I know they're not doing super great in Sundell right now, but I mean that guy's legit, and that program, they've got some really good players. So what I think happened, I think we just took it for granted, and that happens. I mean we're not Alabama. We can't give it 70% and win on the road. We basically have to play – our best at all times. You know, you can't get away with that when you're, you know, a Conference USA team like UAB.
So, you know, and I know you like to do the tweet storms, the gift storms. What have you seen in, like, your, I guess, film study of North Texas that scares you?
Just the size of the receivers and how they run their routes. I don't think anyone in Conference USA even holds a candle to these guys because they have so much confidence because they know Fine's going to put it where they want it, and they're long, they're lanky, and they just have a swag about them. And I have not seen any team this year that we've played have wide receivers like that, and that's what scares me. But at the same time, I don't know if North Texas, you know, maybe outside of Arkansas, which, you know, that game wasn't that close, but the type of athlete, I don't know if they've seen a secondary quite as athletic as we have, because I mean, we've got guys that probably would play at Power 5 schools if they didn't have to go through the JUCO route and end up with us. I mean, Broderick Thomas and Marshawn Diggs. I mean, the last name Diggs sounds pretty familiar. I mean, these guys are legit, you know, could potentially play like special teams in the NFL. Like, our secondary is going to give them a test, but I'm just really concerned about these wide receivers. And because, you know, like I said, Fine can do what he wants when he wants, and we're really going to be put to the test to see if our defensive line can put enough pressure on him and get him out of his lanes and get him off time. But that's going to be the game right there.
So last year, you know, UAB had to make a kind of a miracle comeback, right? From, I think it was like 23-7, I think the score was.
It was a late touchdown, yeah, right before the half.
Right, yeah. So I guess if you were, you know, just a lay fan, like, hey, last year North Texas kind of handled them at home. I mean, why wouldn't they do that this time? So what's your answer to that?
Are you asking why North Texas won't do the same thing they did against us?
Yeah.
In Birmingham this weekend?
Yeah.
Because I think this group's just got a lot more confidence. That was that we didn't play really great on the road last year. And for no reason, because these guys hadn't been playing on the road for years because of the break.
Yeah.
But I think when we play in Legion Field, as old and crappy as that stadium is, there's some kind of like magic and voodoo. And I don't know if it's the presence of all these historic football Iron Bowl games that were there, but something changes when they play at home. And so I think we're going to take care of business offensively. I don't think we're going to, you know, score a ton of points, but I think we're going to handle our business there, and I think we're going to have to find a way to score defensively, or just, you know, have some, you know, a block punt here, because or a pick six here, which sounds like far-fetched to think about, but I think that's what it's going to take. But I don't think either of these teams are going to really stretch far from each other. I think it's going to be a close game throughout.
So I've posited that this is pretty much the championship game, because yeah, I think you look at the advanced numbers, and I think UAB and North Texas are like 1-2 or like 1-3, and like all the stats. And I mean, obviously, Conference USA changes, right? One week FIU looks like world beaters, and the next one you're like, I don't know, they can be beaten pretty easily. I don't know. So obviously, you never know, right? And FAU, as Florida Atlantic fans have made very clear, last year they had the same 3-3 record at this point, and they went on to dominate everybody, right? So you never know. But at this point, these two teams look like the best two teams. What is it like as a UAB fan, right? You're a close follower of UAB. I mean, you go from not having a team to having the best team, potentially.
You know, it should feel like uncharted territory or very alien. But like I said earlier, just the way this team carries themselves and the type of athletes that he's brought in and how they're older, we kind of feel like we're in the right place. It's almost like you expected it. And we do. And it's a great feeling. That's what a Bill Clark team gives you. They're prepared. They're professional. They stay out of trouble. They don't have off field drama. So we kind of feel like this is where we're supposed to be. And now, am I nervous about this weekend? Absolutely. But I know what the implications are. And I wouldn't be shocked if North Texas won. But even if that happens, I still see this team just picking up right where they left off and, you know, winning out the rest of the season in conference. So. Because I think they're that good. Like, I agree with you. I think these are the two best teams in the conference. And honestly, I'm not sure if it's that close.
Yeah, and I think even if UAB loses, I think it could break. Because, I mean, North Texas still has to play FAU later on. They got a couple of tough games.
Your schedule's way harder than ours is. Conference-wise, the rest, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, UAB could still, you know, win. I mean, lose and still win, right? What's that line from White Man Can't Jump? Sometimes when you lose, you really win, right? Anyway.
put that on a poster.
Yeah. What was I going to say? All right. So last time North Texas played at UAB, I think it was like 2013. I think that was what it was.
Oh, man. I remember that game like it was yesterday. We beat the doo-doo out of that team. That
yeah,
was
it was Jordan
that
Howard.
That was that bad North Texas team that lost to like Portland State or something like that. Yes. Was that right?
Yes, that was that team. So I'm going to ask
that
you.
That team was historically bad.
Yes. So I'm going to ask you, like, and on a realm of that game to, I guess, last season's, you know, game in Denton where it was like an epic 46-43 final, right, that needed. Do you think Bill Clark should have went for two last year in Denton? And did he learn from that?
Do I think he should have went for two? No, because that's just not his style. He doesn't gamble like that. He's always going to be somebody who puts faith in his defense first because he's a defensive-minded coach. That's just how he was taught. So, no, I don't think he loses a lot. And at the same time, we should have been in that game. We kind of just threw together and let AJ go crazy, and just and we just made some magical plays to get back in that. So I think he kind of felt like we were, you know, it was great that we got there, but let's don't, you know, roll the dice and kick ourselves in the foot. Let's give our defense a chance.
Yeah, I think there was like
three. And it took a pretty, like, you know, pretty crazy North Texas drive. If I remember correctly, it was a good return. And then Wilson, the running back, it was Wilson, right?
Yeah, he had a big run to set up the field
goal.
That's
Gillis. It was right there, man. Man, he's a stud. I miss him.
Yeah, I think
I don't miss him. I miss him for you.
I think that's gonna make a big difference. I had, when, you know, like all the North Texas previews, I said, and I asked, I was like, hey, does North Texas have a guy that can turn nothing into something? Can he turn a 5-yard gain into a 46-yard gain? And I don't know that North Texas has that, although last week Mason Fine was turning losses into gains or losses into nothing, so maybe he's turning into that guy. All right, so let me get back to my question before we let you go, man. Before.
All right.
On a scale of, you know, that Jordan Howard dominates that terrible North Texas team to last year's epic, where is this game going to fall? It's prediction time for you.
First one of 21 points is going to win. I really do believe that. I think because North Texas doesn't have the ability to be balanced right now, I just don't. I think UAB is going to make them not be balanced. I think UAB is going to make them pass, which I know they want to do. But, you know, that's kind of one of our strengths. I think UAB can be balanced. I think we can mix it with the run. We can pass a little bit. And I think that's what that's going to do is going to dictate to UAB and how they want this game to be. And what they want this thing to be is just like a rock fight. So I think it's going to be like a 21 to 20 or you know, a 14 to 21, something like that. Or maybe 21-21 going in overtime, something like that. I would not be shocked if this went in overtime.
Yeah, you know, I guess just for on the record, I think that the differences between these teams are so small, but that's going to make all the difference because it's going to just like build up over the course of the game. So I think whatever team wins this game is going to win like big, like 10-plus points. I think I predicted.
Really?
Yeah, I mean. Like
I see them being tight. I just see both teams being a little tight.
I think when teams are evenly matched and just one little advantage, you know, like because the other team is so even, they can't overcome that advantage, and so then it just plays itself out over the game, and then
that's
goes.
Fair. Yeah. That's a good way to look at it, man.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, just I think that North Texas has a better quarterback, and I think you just have to look at that. Like when it comes down to it, who can put the ball in the better spot when you need it? I think that's the advantage, you know. But
for sure,
I don't know. So I think I picked 31-21 North Texas, and really just on the strength of Mason Fine. But I honestly could see this
shocker.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, preseason I picked this to be a loss, but I wrote this week that I saw that North Texas already played a bad game on the road, right? That UTEP game, and that was kind of their you know one off. And I think they've already played their bad luck game, and that was the La Tech game, right? Muff punt, yeah. Fumble. Missed field goal and then a blocked field goal, right? That was, I think the advanced numbers said that North Texas should have won that game. Like they played 74% game score, right? So
yeah, they beat themselves.
Yeah, I think that those are the two things that we're going to beat North Texas this season, and I think they've already played those two games, right? They had their bad game on the road, their letdown game against UTEP, so I think they're going to be, you know, they've learned from that one. I still think that UAB is tough. And maybe the advantage is the defensive line, and I could see it going the other way, that UAB wins this one 31-21 the other way.
I'll mention one last thing about the defensive line in the Coastal game. I just remembered. Yeah, you got to remember that we didn't have Stacey Keeley, one of our 6'8", like, jack linebackers. And having him and Jamel Garcia-Williams, who's also 6'8", on the end, has turned us into a completely different defense. So that's something to keep an eye on. We're just a whole different kind of team when we have those two big guys playing like these little jack defensive end, you know, positions. So
yeah, and I think I mean that's everybody knows it, but Mason Fine's short. If you didn't know it,
and they're tall, they swat a lot of balls too.
Yeah,
I mean, or they affect a lot of balls.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, like that could be the entire game, right? One swatted ball that hits the ground versus one that's swatted and intercepted and returned all the way. Right, that could be the entire game. I'm excited. I mean, whatever the score is going to be. I know we got to let you go, so we'll say bye to you. Thanks. Where can we find you on the internet? Can you just tell us, please?
It's at @the_DailyDragon. It's at @the_DailyDragon. We tweet a lot more than we write these days, but I'll tell you what, we're a fun follow. Whether you know, I mean, it's not all UAB stuff. I cover a lot of Conference USA in general. I'm kind of a fan of everybody. So, yeah, come check us out.
Awesome, man. Thanks for your time. Have a good one. Enjoy. You're going to a basketball game right now, right?
I'm like 3 blocks away from Bartow Arena. I've got a beer in my hand, and I'm walking down the street illegally. So, yes, I'm going to a basketball game.
Yeah. That sounds like a good time. I think everybody's jealous of you right now. Thanks, Dave. Yeah, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, I appreciate you having us, or having me. So.
Yeah, of course. No problem. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks again to Dave for joining the show. You can find us on iTunes. Just search for Conference USA Report Podcast at CUSA Report. Obviously, CUSAReport.com is where you can find all the amazing writings and postings that we do every week. We do a weekly show. It's Sundays. We record Sundays. It's usually posted that same day, so be on the lookout for that. If you subscribe to the show, please leave a review. Please leave a rating. Rate us 5 stars. Send us an email if you want to get in touch with the show. It's podcast@CUSAReport.com. You can find us on Twitter, CUSAReport. Thanks again for listening. See you next time.